The Last Rain podcast for February is coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the wintry studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with another rain report. Amateur radio has traditionally been an audio medium, other than fast and slow scan TV and some of the digital modes. There is a new webcast that focuses on ham radio, both audio and video. It's the Amateur Radio Roundtable. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with Tom Medlin, W5KUB. If the call sign sounds familiar, you may have encountered his so-called helmet cam internet broadcasts from the Dayton Hamvention.
We have been webcasting for about 13 years now under W5KUB.com. We've done all the major hamfest and field days and special events, but we have just started a weekly ham radio program, which we call Amateur Radio Roundtable. But that is still found at W5KUB.com.
Tell me how Amateur Radio Roundtable evolved.
Over the last 13 years, we've built quite a number of followers on our webcast. In a four-day live event like the Dayton Hamvention, we will have upwards to 50,000 viewers in close to 150 countries watch our webcast. Our name and our webcast is starting to get around, and people were starting to ask for more and more. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 months between Hamfest, so we've had some requests to try to do some live programming more regular. We've decided to try weekly. The show is gradually building up in viewers. It's nowhere near like a big event that we have in Dayton or anything like that, but I think the show is going to build up to a significant number of viewers here in the next 6 months.
What is your goal for Amateur Radio Roundtable?
Well, I wanted to do something a little different. We didn't want to make this webcast about me. I wanted to make this webcast about our viewers. We tried to give them the ham radio experience. For instance, when we do a ham fest, we go live from the time we pull out of the garage in the car till we come back and park in the garage. And we've got a lot of followers that follow us 2 and 3 days straight. And we give away a lot of prizes. We give away about $10,000 per year in ham radio prizes to our viewers. I wanted to make it about them. And this roundtable gives everybody out there the opportunity to video into the show. Now, we'll have some regular segments on the show, but the last half of the show, which is the real roundtable part, we furnish a link people can click on, and they can actually come in via video into our webcast and be seen by everybody else in the world watching. We can take up to 10 remote videos at one time. It works pretty neat. If a person talks, he goes full screen, everybody sees him. If another person talks and asks a question, he goes full screen. People on a webcast can see that person. We're using Google Hangout for the remote video input to our webcast. This allows our viewers out there to actually become part of the Amateur Radio Roundtable. They can just come on and say, hello, I enjoyed the show, or have you thought about having a segment for veterans, a old-timers section or something like that? It allows them to have input to our show and actually be on our show and participate.
You're using Google Hangout
only for the part where we bring in guests toward the last half of the show. We use Google Hangout. They just connect on the Google Hangout link I provide. That brings them into my studio. They are then connected into the live webcast. Now, the webcast is watched at W5KUB.com. You don't watch it on Google Hangout.
Now, this is obviously audio and video. Is it color?
Oh, yeah, it's color. Audio, video, depending on a person's internet connection, the quality is pretty good nowadays. We're starting to stream high def, 1080p. I can't guarantee you that the people coming in on the Hangout will be in 1080p. You know, some of them have much less in the capacity of their internet connection. Nevertheless, we get on there. It's like a Skype call. We'll bring guests in to the show on Skype, not Hangout. If I have a guest like Arnie, N6HC out in California, talk about all the de-expeditions that he's been on. We bring him in under Skype. And, of course, you can get some very clear pictures on Skype. And you can get some pictures that are a little bit fuzzy at times. But overall, the connection is really good. One of the other interesting things about our webcast is we have our own chat room that we control on our webcast. That allows people, of course, to interact with us directly. We see any questions that they might have. or they can give us comments. That works out really well for us, too.
How many radio clubs that are tuning in to your Tuesday night show?
Well, I don't know if I have any clubs that are tuning in. You know, most individuals tune in from home, you know, when they get in from work on Tuesday nights. Our show is every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Central, which is 0200 Universal Time on Wednesday. Of course, we've been asked to speak at various different clubs, and we will Skype into and speak at club meetings, but that's not on our webcast.
Are you archiving any of your shows?
We are, and at W5KUB.com, the first page that comes up basically is a landing page, and you have a couple options. One option is to go to the live event page where you can see the video in the chat room, or you can click on archived, and it will show you many, many archived videos of various shows and things that we've done over the years. I mentioned we go live when we pull out of the garage when we head to the Hamvention in Dayton. That's a 10-hour drive for us, and of course, we're live the entire trip. We're transmitting the webcast from the truck the entire 10 hours. We've got multiple cameras. We've got cameras on the hood. We've got cameras facing out front. We have rearview mirror cameras. We have internal cameras. So it's quite a bit going on there. We can have as many as 3 or 4 computers connected via a truck LAN just to have connectivity in the truck.
Are these computers all tied in with some sort of a video mixer?
We use an encoder on one of the laptops. It's called Wirecast. It's a very professional mixing unit. Everything is software. All the cameras are software selected. It will do lower thirds. It'll do fade-ins, fade-outs. All the things that you see on a TV station are the kind of things that this encoder does.
How has the technology of what you're doing evolved over the last 13 years that you've been doing it?
I tell you, Hap, 13 years ago, internet connections were very poor. We were lucky on a trip, even in a place like Hamvention, we could get more than 50 or 60K of throughput on the internet. Things have gotten better. 3G's come out, 4G's come out. We use that mobile now. So we can have some very high-speed connections, even from our mobile.
You're listening to a conversation with Tom Medlin, W5KUB, a ham who has been dabbling in internet helmet cam videos since 2002 at the Dayton Hamvention and other Hamfest venues. We'll hear more about his amateur radio roundtable webcast in a moment. This is The Rain Report, available on Twitter at #TheRainReport and via the World Wide Web on TheRainReport.com. We'll be right back. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.TheRainReport.com.
The internet connections have greatly improved. The problem you get into, for instance, and I'm going to pick on Hamvention, I think your listeners are going to understand what I'm saying. When you get 20,000 people in that same building on the same day, and they all have 3G and 4G phones, nothing works. You just almost can't even get a connection to the tower that's in the area because it's just totally saturated. So what we have been doing the last 3 years in Dayton is putting in our own Ka-band internet satellite uplink. We've been installing that. So in running the cable into our booths, we have a very high-speed dedicated satellite link for our video broadcast.
Now, when you talk about satellite links and this kind of technology, I would imagine you are getting some assistance as far as product or equipment from the outside.
We've got a company that has kind of teamed up with us in helping to provide the internet uplink for us at Dayton and a couple of other places. Normally we provide the internet, but we use Exceed, and Exceed a couple years ago put up the most powerful internet satellite with the highest capacity. I think it's up here. It's called Viasat. But Exceed will send a tech there. They'll install that dish for us, cable us in, and they will stay there for us the entire show, and it's been very, very dependable. Quick story, I retired from FedEx 2 years ago. We were doing a show at R&L Electronics last year in December, and we had the Exceed satellite link installed in the back parking lot. It was about 2 feet off the ground. We went off the air. Immediately, R&L knew what the problem was. FedEx truck had pulled up by our dish and stopped for a delivery. My company put us off the air, so we got the truck moved and we were back on the air.
You mentioned you give away some $10,000 of prizes a year. Are those prizes amateur related?
They're 99.9% amateur related. Those are given to us by vendors. I usually go out and spend several weeks in collecting those prizes, and they vary from D-Star radios to handy talkies, alpha watt meters. Some of these prizes are worth $800 each. We give away a lot of prizes every year, and what we do is select a person from our chat room. You have to be logged into our chat room. And we have some software that we developed that will randomly go out and select a call in a chat room and ask if that person's there and give him 60 seconds to say, I'm here. And if he's not there, it draws another name. We have a lot of fun in giving out the prizes. One of the really neat things last year at Dayton, I have an astronaut friend, Colonel Douglas Wheelock, that I talked to many times when he was in the IAS. And Doug has come to be on our show several times. He was actually a co-host with us last year. We had him all day Friday. He came in to be co-host with us. Now, he didn't get to do a lot of co-hosting because he signed autographs all day, but we would pull him away from the autographs occasionally, and he would help give out prizes. I think our viewers really enjoy not only the prizes, but they also enjoy some of the guests that we have on our program.
One of the challenges of having a live broadcast, as what you are doing, is the fact that it is live. Therefore, it's all rather spontaneous, and if anything goes wrong, you have to find your way to talk around it or talk out of it.
That's exactly right. We have been going to Dayton for 34 years, and we've been outside most all those years. We moved inside 3 years ago. That was good for us because it takes the computers out of the rain, the water, the sleet, snow, dirt, and all that, and we have electricity and so forth. But you're right. There are problems. Our webcasts are usually very solid during these type events, and I have a couple, two people, three people that go along and help me behind the scenes on technical issues, because if you're the MC of ceremonies, you can't go around running cables and switching cables out, you know. So we've been pretty lucky to keep the webcast on without much trouble, actually.
Why don't you pass along information again as to when you're on, when people can find you, and where?
The Amateur Radio Roundtable is a production of W5KUB.com, W5KUB.com, every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. That equates to 0200 UTC on Wednesdays. We do have various topics every week on there. And we don't give away prizes on our weekly show. We do that mostly on our big HamFest tours.
Tom, I would imagine that you're going to be at the Hamvention again this year.
Yes, we are. In the Silver Arena, we're right at the end of Audio Alley, the double doors at the end of Audio Alley. And we will be there again this year. I've talked to astronaut Douglas Wheelock. He wants to be back with us again this year. We're planning on him being there. If he can get his schedule at NASA worked out, he will be there, hopefully. So come by and see us. If you can't come by, tune in to W5KUB.com.
If someone would like to contact you about being on your show or wants more information about your show, how about an email, Tom?
We are looking for people to be guests on our show that have something special they want to talk about. We would like to try to keep the presentations maybe to 15 minutes, 20 minutes. So if anybody wants to have a spot on our show, they can email me, Tom at W5KUB.com. Tom at W5KUB.com.
That was Tom Medlin, W5KUB, in conversation with Rains Hap-Holly, KC9RP. Be sure to put a reminder in your phone to check out Tom's Amateur Radio Roundtable webcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 0200 UTC Wednesday, on W5KUB.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with these Rain Reports, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.